For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. There is a huge push in Michigan schools to teach students to become strong readers. Under the law, third-grade students who fail to achieve a proficient score in English Language Arts on the 2020 standardized test will repeat the grade. Michigan teachers are pulling out all the stops to prevent any of their kids from being held back. Teachers say they need support as much as their students do. That's why some schools are employing literacy coaches, a sort of teacher's teacher. At Steele Elementary in Mason, Ashley Glover's first grade class is learning about transportation.
From horse to plane.
From horse to plane.
20 students sit on the floor, intently following through the lesson. Glover points to the text on a smart board as the kids do their best to read along. What's really going on here, though, is call and response, learning the sound of the words, not just their shape.
Long ago, there was not any kind of transportation.
An anthropologist would tell you the human brain is naturally wired for speaking. Reading, though, is an acquired skill. No one ever learns to read totally by themselves. It must be taught. Every teacher knows why they teach kids to read. The hard part is figuring out how to do it.
It's something we've been focusing on, but we weren't excelling at.
Ron Javitsky is the superintendent of Mason Public Schools. His students have historically done very well on annual assessment tests. In 2018, Mason's third grade reading proficiency outpaced the state average by more than 16 percentage points. Still, Javitsky says the district has in recent years invested a lot in the people tasked with teaching its 3,200 students.
We made a concerted effort to make sure our teachers had the skills and training and support necessary to do the work that we were asking them to do.
Colleen Rockefeller has spent years refining her skills. She's a veteran teacher who spent a decade of her career as a reading specialist. These days, she's the Steele Elementary Literacy Coach. There's a difference between those two jobs. A reading specialist develops the student. A literacy coach mentors the teacher.
There's conferencing with the teacher, observing, co-planning. We also then will reflect. We have a lot of time to sit back and say what worked, what didn't work. So the word job-embedded professional development means exactly that.
Earlier this year, second grade teacher Angela Thompson noticed her students seemed unmotivated to read. She came to Rockefeller for advice.
She came in and helped me, and we looked at different things that we could do to excite the kids, get them excited for reading. And it's been amazing to pass books to each other, and one of them finishes one chapter book, and he's like, oh, I want that one next.
Rockefeller is a big believer in phonics, the science of teaching the correlation between letters and their sounds. That may seem intuitive, but for decades, many U.S. schools taught a concept called whole language. Basically, that was the belief that reading develops as naturally as speaking. Children were immersed in books they themselves were allowed to choose. The whole language versus phonics debate still divides American education. Phonics supporters argue whole language is scientifically unfounded. It's a thorny subject even for groups like the National Education Association, whose official policy on reading instruction is that, quote, there is no one way to teach reading that works for all children all the time.
All right, this time you should be pointing along the whole time.
Colleen Rockefeller asserts students need reading material that stimulates their growth and adheres to academic standards, like the story that's unfolding in Ashley Glover's first grade class.
Even though there's students in that class who struggle and they are below that level, they're still getting access to that grade level text.
The combination of phonics education and literacy coaches in Mason seems to be paying dividends. Each of its three elementary schools rank above 92% in English language arts proficiency as measured on the Michigan School Index. That's a point of pride for Superintendent Ron Javitsky, who says it hasn't happened by accident.
We're not going to take it the chance. We're not going to have teacher A doing it one way and teacher B doing it another way and all that kind of thing. You know, we believe our program is robust, and we're trending upward, and it's because of our people. They've really embraced the cause and the mission.
Javitsky wants that trend to continue. In April, Michigan students take the annual M-STEP assessment. In 2018, Mason posted its best ever third grade reading scores. The Bulldogs hope to clear an even higher bar in 2019. In Mason, I'm Kevin Lavery.